Good evening, actually, because it's like 6 p.m. now. It is the 25th of November. It is pretty pitch black outside now, as it is late and winter time. Is it winter? Is it autumn, I guess? I guess it's still autumn. I don't know. Anyway, so it's been a long time again since I've done a boo, because I'm just terrible at doing boos at the minute. Apologies for the sniffing that I'm doing, as I have a lovely cold from my son, who, as all children do, who are at school age or nursery age, when mingling with other children, just kindly like to bring all the germs back home to their family. So, yes, I'm kind of suffering a little. So, today was eventful. Originally, we planned out our day with the fact that I had my hospital appointment, my consultation for having my gallbladder removed. So, this is what was supposed to happen. We were going to take my son to school as normal, make sure everyone else is all ready, have a trunkie packed for my daughter, and get to the in-laws' house. She would then stay with her grandparents. We would then go to hospital. We would then come out, go home, do a little work around the house as usual. Generally, you know, do normal household things. Pick up my son, you know, have fun and watch a film afterwards. So what happened? Well, we got ready. Someone was sent off to school. We had a cardo as well come round, which we got sorted, put it all away, blah, blah. We were just about ready to leave, and my fiancé said, right, I'll go get the car out of the garage. That's fine. And he came back and went, the car won't start. So that was it. We were like, what are we going to do? So we spoke to his parents, and they kindly said that they would come pick us up, take us to their house, drop our daughter off there, have a cup of tea, go to the hospital, pick us up from the hospital, because we didn't know how long we were going to be, take us back to theirs, have a little bite to eat and relax for a bit, go to Halfords and buy a new battery for the car, go back home, pick up the son from school, you know, fairly simple stuff. Say simple. It just basically made the whole day kind of wasted. But then, as we were getting ready to, to leave for when my father-in-law arrived, we had a very strong smell in our house. Stronger than, and it was a noticeable smell, a certain smell known as gas. Carbon monoxide. That's not a good smell in your house. We have a gas fire that we don't use. It's rarely used. Well, I think we used it once after finally clearing it out. And that was it. And we had smell, like, odd smells, but we always smell some weird stuff around our house because of next door. Our walls apparently are made of cardboard or something. We kind of just didn't think. We couldn't really tell what it was. And then today we will definitely, yeah, it's strong. It's a smell of carbon monoxide. It's definitely, you know, we were pretty sure it was on the gas fire. My father-in-law came. We told him. So we were trying to turn the valve off. We then panicked because we kind of didn't know what was going on. It suddenly just filled the house into this horrible smell. We ended up turning off the gas at the mains, and then realising that we had to rush off, so we rushed off, left it as it was, it was safe. We'd opened up windows and doors for a bit before we left, and then of course had to go. Anyway, we got back after collecting the battery and stuff, blah blah blah, putting the battery, while the men were putting the battery in the car, I of course rang up the National Grid's gas emergency number. He has now checked around all our gas stuff, because we have a gas oven hobs. Of course, the boiler is gas, and our fire is gas. So he checked all these, and he also checked the mains, and he's put a huge stamp on our label that says it's unsafe, and he's isolated the fireplace. Everything else fine, apart from the fireplace. We never use the fireplace anyway, but it's like this big eyesore now, just reminding us that this was not safe in the first place. It's a bit of a scare kind of thing. So what should have been a basic get up, get one kid to school, off we go to the hospital and come back home and enjoy the rest of the day. Suddenly became, oh my God, everything's going wrong. like everything could go wrong. We missed two couriers as well. One which are nice new vax that we got on the Amazon Black Friday. They've got it on all week. Amazing stuff. Please check it out. You will get a massive bargain there. We got a vax Air 3 pet. Simply because ours is just not made for what we've got anymore. It was used for a laminate flooring in a tiny flat. It just cannot do an entire house with carpet. It can barely do the living room on its own. So it was like, sorry, it was supposed to be £299. I can't remember, but it was really ridiculously expensive. And we got it for £50. Thankfully, Yodel actually delivered it to a neighbour, so we won't pick that up. But I had to speak to DHL about redelivering something. I've no idea what it is. But we've tested out this lovely new vacuum cleaner. It's amazing. It's so much better than our old vacuum cleaner. Wow, it just picked up all the old dog hex. That's the problem. Previous owner had dogs, and we still find bits of dog hair. It's horrible, absolutely horrible. It's gross. And it's just picked up absolutely everything off the carpet. And it just, while you're looking at the dirt and you think, oh my God, that was in our carpet, gross. There's kind of also a, oh my God, it's cleaned our carpet so well that I feel so much better in my own house kind of feel. So we've done the living room, we've done the front door area, and we did a little bit of the dining room before we emptied it out. And it just, the carpet just feels so much nicer, so much better. So I can't wait to use it, but it's so strong. It's one of those new ones that goes with the EU regulations, but it's just as powerful, if not more powerful than any machine I've had. It's pretty much on par of a Dyson, I'd say, but we're happy with that. Anyway, I'm going to go now because my son probably wants me to play Disney Infinity with him. We're going to watch Guardians of the Galaxy later. That's where my fiancé is at the minute. Going off to buy it. Anyway, thanks for listening. Bye.